producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Excited about us being back on the radio, so thank you for that excitement. We're excited to have you there. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn on Good Day. We have Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden around somewhere. Kara Schillen is at the controls at the moment. Say hello to everybody in Mobile, Alabama. Hello, Mobile.
Hello.
Hi, Mobile.
Mobile, Madison, Wisconsin, Northwest Ohio. How do you do? Defiance, Wichita, Gainesville. People in California, all over the place, listening to Jennifer, not only here on the radio, but her window's open, and you can hear her. You drive by her house. Hi, Jennifer!
Broadcasting from my bedroom.
So the Rams, speaking of L.A.,
yeah,
and the NFL are returning to the Los Angeles area, and the Chargers may also go to that stadium in Inglewood, which is near the airport. And I described this the other day, because on one side of the 405, it's kind of neat, all the airport, the big companies that are there. It's a kind of healthy area. Go on the other side of the 405, we're this close to where this stadium is being built. That's pretty, pretty drastic. So it's a big change. That'll be good because it'll change the neighborhood. Whether, hopefully,
I think it's going to be great, actually. I think it will really
cash. Yeah, bring new businesses in and maybe clean up. Although, when you go along Manchester, out toward Englewood and where this is being built, the businesses aren't that bad. It's sort of a clean area until you get really into the weeds. Whew.
Yeah, it's not the nicest area. I mean, you could walk down there, and it's not necessarily the safest at this point. But I've seen the plans for the stadium, and it's going to be like its own little town. I mean, there's going to be restaurants and bars, and this is going to do so many great things for this area, which is pretty impressive.
People live there. They have black area buildings. You can buy condos around it. Oh, yeah.
If you could get in now, definitely get in now.
Right. Don't worry about the Iranians detaining those 10 U.S. sailors, because apparently after they seized the boats, they've determined that there was no infraction, or they figured that their boats weren't doing anything bad. There was something wrong, I guess, from what I get out of this, Kenny, something wrong with the instrumentation on these ships. I'm trying to figure out what kind of a boat. It sort of reminds me of a modern PT boat. You see the video or the pictures of this thing? And what they use it for. Why were they over
question.
There?
What's a PT boat?
A PT...
It's a part-time boat.
I was going to say, I was thinking.
Oh, my God. Age. Oh.
A PT
Kara,
boat.
See if you can find the song PT-109. All right, and we'll play a little bit of it.
Don't work too hard, Kara.
No, I think it's
I'm pretty sure that song is in black and white.
Yeah. It sounds, just by the name, it sounds like it's in black and white.
Jimmy Dean did a song, and it does go back to the
60s. The Sausage Guy?
Yep. The Sausage Guy. Here's another one. Wait a minute. Jeepers, bro. Are we in a cultural clash here? Kara, do you know who Jimmy Dean is? I don't know if I'm going to want the answer to this.
She says, like the sausage?
Yeah. Me too, Kara, sausage man.
So let's rewind this about, 10 years ago. He went into the sausage business in the 70s. Before that, he was a country singer, and he had a dozen hits, and one of them was PT-109. That's why I asked Richie for her to find
PT-109. Yeah, she couldn't find it. She looked really hard.
No, you didn't want her to find it. I know what's going on with you. You told her don't bother.
She tried. I mean, she was digging. Couldn't find it.
So a PT boat was used in, they were first developed for World War II, and then they were used in Vietnam. I don't know. I'm telling you, this looks like a modern version of a PT boat, which is a boat that does, I don't know the origin of what PT actually stands for, but I know that it was used as support. It was a torpedo boat, mostly. They had, on the surface, they would carry four torpedoes, and they'd get in the middle of it means really dangerous work. The reason I wanted to have the song PT-109 because Kennedy was on a PT boat.
He was.
And the boat was blown up, and that's where he started having all the trouble with his back.
So he got addicted to the painkillers, right?
Broken, exactly. Right. Yeah, that's what happened with that. So looking at this picture,
that ended up killing Marilyn Monroe.
Well, you can draw that conclusion if you want. You go down that road if you want to. Help yourself. So anyway, I think the bottom line here is that that thing seems to have worked itself out. Okay, Powerball.
Do you think that the people tried to make this a little bit more than it was?
What are you talking about, the PT boat being captured by the Iranians?
Yes.
Of course. The news media tried to make it a big deal.
Right. Here's the headline when I got in the car this morning. A tense standoff over after Iran detains.
Nonsense.
You know, yeah.
Complete nonsense. BS from the news media.
The other thing, and maybe I'm making too much of this. Nine men, one woman detained.
You mean that we're on the 10 on the boat? There were nine. We were sailors and nine male sailors and one female sailor.
And one female sailor.
Yeah. What are you trying to conclude?
I don't know. It just it I guess it kind of surprised me
that there was a woman on the PT boat.
Well, you think about the Navy. You think about
women on ships now.
The rules just changed recently.
No, I know. And this isn't even the combat stuff, but right.
In the Navy.
It's okay, Rich. I don't think you're sexist because you sent me wine yesterday.
It's all good.
I can be bought.
Wait, but Jennifer needs a bottle of wine.
Tell Doug what I sent you.
More cow manure. What?
Okay,
what
so it was really cool because I had a tough day yesterday. Just a lot of meetings, a lot of stuff going on. And I come back to my desk and there's a box sitting there. I'm like, oh, a gift. What is this? And so I open it up. And inside it says, Merry Christmas from Virginia Rich. And there are two bottles of Virginia wine inside for me to try.
Hmm. And one of them was?
One of them is called... is from Trump, the Trump estate. And so I thought, you know, this wine obviously got to be huge. And I'm very excited. You know, maybe I'll save that one for when President Trump is brought into office. Maybe I'll save that wine for that day. That would
he
be
bought
he
jumped on the Virginia wine train several years ago and bought a vineyard.
Oh, so that's really his?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
No kidding. And I thought it was just a coinkydink.
Nope, several friends of mine have attended weddings at the vineyard, and they say it's very good, so we'll see. I'll get your professional opinion.
Well,
but I saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, I got to get that for Jennifer.
Trump.
Nice. So Jennifer's been taken care of. It's time for us, sir. In a moment, we'll take care of some of your comments. The Powerball jackpot keeps climbing, and people are talking about it. We have some expressions of interest from those of you who are commenting at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, 14 after now.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Ah, the beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Points, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value with 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the two offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
17 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So, Kenny, what do you have? Let's go through some of the postings, some of the thoughts, some of the emotions that are wrapped around the Powerball jackpot, what people are doing. $930 million if you take the cash. Some people are suggesting, like Mark Cuban, don't take the cash, all of it. Take the payout, and I think he's right about that, especially this kind of money. All right, so what else have we got, Kenny?
We asked on Facebook if you were spending more on Powerball tickets this week than you did last week. Mm-hmm. And Holly says, probably less. I won $4 last week, so I only need to spend 16 more.
Well, there you go.
I did. Jennifer won $4, too. How much have you spent far this week? How much have you spent buying? Come on. How much you buy?
I haven't bought one yet, but
really?
I'm going to go today.
Mm-hmm. Richie, you buy any tickets yet?
Absolutely. I got $12 worth.
$12 worth. Kenny, you got any yet?
I haven't got them yet. I'm going to go out probably after the show.
Ken and I are going to go today.
I'm buying them in Arizona before I go back to California. Better chance here, I think. All right, what else, Kenny?
Luella says she's spending the same amount, $20.
Mm-hmm.
Maya says definitely not. I'm not spending any money on the lottery whatsoever.
Was it here yesterday we were talking, or did I hear this someplace? Because I actually did listen to a number of talk radio programs as I drove my 5 hours across from L.A. to Phoenix yesterday afternoon. And I can't remember whether it was here or somewhere else that I heard the story of this guy who drove up to a Powerball station in his Mercedes and bought $3,000 worth of tickets. Were we talking about that here yesterday, or did I get that somewhere else?
I think you got that somewhere else.
Somewhere else. Yeah. Can you imagine that? $3,000 he goes in. It took 34 minutes for them to print out all of his tickets.
Yeah, sure. And I have terrible news for this guy. Your odds don't go up much with multiple tickets. It's very small that your odds actually go up.
I explain that. How is that? If you have more tickets, why don't you have better odds?
I don't know, but somebody smart.
The odds are so tiny
anyway,
that buying of having a bunch of tickets, it makes almost no difference.
Yeah. Instead of having one pin in a haystack, he's got two.
Really? I heard that this would be like the equivalent of every name of American on a piece of paper put into a bowl.
Yes.
The chances of you drawing your own name out of that bowl.
Yep.
Everybody goes in and you draw Doug Steffen.
The poll was complimentary with what Kenny was asking on social media. Will you spend more on Powerball tickets this week than you did last week? Let's see. 33% of you said it's about the same amount I'm spending this week as last week. 29% of you said I'm not planning on buying any. 25% said yes more. 13% said yes. Said less. Kenny, what else have you got for comments?
John says, if I'm going to win, I will win it with one ticket for $2.
So that's it. Maybe that's the thing. Only buy.
Yeah, I'm not spending $30, $40, $50, $100 on this.
No. Can you imagine those $3,000? And the people in line. Although I went by a couple of places when I stopped to get fueled yesterday, and I forgot even to go in, but there was no line there. Meredith said she went into a place in Florida and bought tickets, and there was no line. So where are the lines?
At a friend post, wouldn't it be funny if a 1%er won this?
There you go. 21 after the hour on Good Day. You're not going to know that.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We already have the best deals on hardwood flooring, but those deals just got even better at Lumber Liquidators January Flooring Sale. Right now, you can get 20% off our already low prices on our thickest and best laminate. And our natural maple laminate is an unbeatable 49 cents. That's 50% off. Or get beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid prefinished Brazilian Koa at 40% off. Gorgeous engineered hardwood like gunstock oak up to 50% off. Plus get more great deals starting at just 59 cents and get special financing. Hurry before these deals are gone. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Hi. Hello. Time now for our My Three Songs contest. This is something a lot of people look forward to every day. And it's one of those benchmark things. You know, doing this program every day for as many years as I have, it seems sometimes to me like it's one running into another. It just seems like I go on and on and on and on. And maybe that's what makes it so much fun. You can hear the glee in my voice as I think about the impact of all of us having sort of a connection with so many people every day. And one of the things that people like is this My Three Songs contest. But I just, as I sit here, the deja vu part of me, I just did this a few minutes ago, and it was
Well, let's talk about what this is. So it's three songs that are linked by some common fact, right? Whether it's an artist
well,
or the
some
topic of the song.
A thread, yeah, right? Mm-hmm. There's a thread that connects them all. Okay, so if you know what it is, you'll call us at 888-302-3684. First song in this trifecta is by Mark O'Connor. This is his version of The Devil Comes Back to Georgia.
Inside his mind, the way he
went down to Georgia.
Yeah, that's
in the darkest
down
of hell, the devil comes back.
The devil comes back to Georgia.
Oh, really? Clear. Boy, he's just a mortal man.
Johnny Cash, Marty Stewart, Travis Tritt, Charlie Daniels. From a 1993 album called Heroes, which is made up of songs in which Mark O'Connor plays alongside some of his music heroes. It was his third and final single, went to number one. This is, you can certainly hear the pronounced Johnny Cash influence here. Crank it up in the fiddle. We love that fiddle.
But give me half a minute and I'll get this fiddle back in tune.
Right.
The devil grabbed the golden fiddle.
888-302-3684. Figure it out. There's the second song. This is Peter Schilling, Major Tom.
Major Tom.
something's gone. 4, 3, 2, 1, let me know.
Austria, Germany, Switzerland. It's been only, this guy only had one hit in our country, and this is it. But in Germany, where he comes from, it's quite popular. All right, so crank this up for a second, Richie. We'll figure this out.
I have no clues so far.
All right, let's get to the last one and see if we can put it together. This is requiring some thought, but I think we get a lot of thoughtful people. They'll figure it out. Travis Tritt, Strong Enough to Be Your Man, is number 3.
The questions in your mind. Will our love last?
Give me a clue. Is it the artist?
The clue would be My Girl and what's the other one that went with it? What's the one I'm thinking about, Kenny? What?
I have no idea.
Someone gave it away. Now, in the 60s, there were three or four songs that came out, and a woman would sing them, and then a man would sing about them. And if I give you too much more, it makes it too easy. 888-302-3684, but I may have to do that. We've got 30 seconds or so here. Richie, what do we have? Anything? That makes sense.
Nobody's got the correct answer yet. And I'll tell you, I am stumped.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. These are answer songs. The Devil Went Down to Georgia by the Charlie Daniels Band. The O'Connor song is an answer to that. Space Oddity by David Bowie. The answer from Peter Schilling. And Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow is the answer. The answer song from Travis Tritt. Okay?
That
get it?
Is tough.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it was replying to a song that had been written earlier.
Right. That's what I said. My girl, my guy.
Cool.
Obviously, dogs and cats can't talk, so how do you know when something is bothering them? Let's check in with Warren Eckstein here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How do you know when your dog or cat is in pain? You know, dogs and cats, primarily cats, can really be silent sufferers. So it's very, very difficult for the pet guardian to know when their dog or cat is really having some type of pain. In cats, it's kind of easy. Even though they're quiet about it, if you notice your cat licking a specific area at the body or chewing on a specific area at the body, it's a good time to make that trip to the doctor and get it checked out. Dogs will also lick a specific area or bite at a specific area if there's a problem with pain. Other symptoms of pain could be the dog who usually runs when you come home that's not coming to the door as fast. Your dog or cat can lose their appetite if they're not feeling real well about themselves. So anytime you notice any changes, physically or behaviorally with your pet, you have to assume that maybe something's wrong. And you need to really be a good, good pet detective to determine what it is, but always check with your vet first. It can make all the difference in the world alleviating that pain. I'm Warren Eckstein.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
a place where Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn. Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kara Schillen is taking your calls at 888-302-3684. Kenny Kessler is monitoring what you have to say at social media posts like facebook.com/good day, Twitter at good day. Lots of huffing and puffing about the Powerball jackpot, a little conversation about the president and his State of the Union address. There are a lot of people that are trying to dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear after this last night, because there were some things that were said that both sides probably could think about and work on. One of the things that he talked about was making it easier to vote, and when you get around that, I thought the two most important things that he said were appointing Joe Biden to lead efforts to cure cancer. I think not that it's going to happen. That is, not that it's going to, that there's going to be a cure for cancer, but that there's a certain amount of non-lip service being paid to the fact that cancer is a big business, and really most people who are in the business don't want to see a cure for cancer, but it makes you feel good for some reason or other. The president, it felt to me last night, and I just listened to the audio. I didn't watch it, but in listening to some of the audio, I got a different feel from him, other than I get annoyed listening to him talk about gonna and willa and coulda and no G's on the end of his words. That drives me bananas. But other than that, that's not, maybe people say, well, that's pretty superficial, Doug. That's not substantive. Well, it depends on where you're coming from. Anyway, but pushing for efforts at making it easier to vote, that's something that sticks in my craw.
It drives me crazy.
Always has. Because it's a signal. There's that, And then the other things, I relate this to what happened in the 60s or during any movements during the war, the Vietnam War, when I was a kid. The protests in the streets need to start again. We need to be protesting things like the way we vote in this country, not only who gets the vote, but the fact that we don't vote at a time that it makes sense, that all of the primaries are not held on one day. We don't vote on a weekend. We have different rules in every state, which is crazy. If you want to have different rules that apply to your state elections, that's fine. But when it comes to the federal election, every state should be playing by the same rule.
I totally agree with you, but to that point, Dougie, as a woman and as someone who my right to vote is still relatively new, if they put the election at midnight on Christmas Eve, we should still make it a priority to go and vote. It's the one thing that is like the basic level of how you get involved with civics in this country.
It's too difficult to vote in the question about making it easier to vote. Their emphasis is on the wrong thing. They want anybody just wandering off the street and say, hey, I'm Fred Smith. I want to vote. That's not what we're talking about, making voting easy.
It's not
that's
too
not
difficult, but they I'm should saying. Make it easier for sure.
It needs to be easy to go and vote. All the primaries should be on the same day, and you go to a place on Saturday or Sunday when you're not tied up with other things. Most people are free on the weekend, certainly more than are free on Tuesday.
I'm with you, but what I'm saying is no matter what the rules are, and yes, I think we should have the conversation about changing them. This is such an important thing that people do not care about, or that they just get too involved with their own lives to make time for. This is important, and people died for your right to go and press that box. Go and get out of your couch, or get out of work early for a couple hours and go vote. I mean, it's, there's no excuse.
You know, looking around some of the audios, I'm watching the morning news here, out into the audience, if you will, the state, the reps and the senators and stuff. I'm reminded of what Rand Paul said about Ted Cruz's eligibility and whether it gets challenged in the Supreme Court or by the Democrats if he gets that far. I don't get that why is it that we have to reach so hard? Why is it so difficult to reach so far to find good candidates? Why are there all of these question marks about these people, whether it's Mrs. Clinton? She's got more baggage than the airlines do. And the same is true with many of the Republicans. Why aren't there good people? This is another question.
Because
we really ought to be at the fundamental. This is the fundamental core of what's going on in the country. There's an obvious answer to it from my perspective, but why aren't more people?
Nobody's perfect, and my idea of good and your idea of good are two different things.
You have to be crazy to run for president. I mean, to be honest,
why,
to take this office.
Why has it gotten to the point where you got to be crazy? Why can't we have good people who are like Michael Bloomberg would be a wonderful president.
Lee
Iacocca would have been a great president. As a matter of fact, Colin Powell would have been a good president.
These are all people in your opinion.
I don't agree any of them would be good presidents.
You don't have to agree.
Great business leaders,
These people that are running for president now suck. None of them are really any good.
I think they're just as good as Bloomberg would be. Most of them on the Republican side.
No, not at all.
But see, we've already answered your question.
Yeah, right.
It's my idea, your idea, Jen's idea, Ken's idea, everybody's idea of perfect or great.
Yes, but this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, after all.
That's funny. You know, in Fairfax County here, they're having a big dilemma on voting day. It's March 1st for Virginia primary day.
Yeah.
And the schools will be open in Fairfax County, meaning that people, and they're expecting a very high turnout. So they're trying to decide whether they should close schools for the day, and the school district doesn't want to, because then they'll have to take another holiday. Right. And the election board says, you need to close, because it's going to be crazy in there that day, with students, teachers, parents, and voters all in the same facilities.
Hmm.
So it's going to be pretty hairy here.
All right. Here's the story of a 79-year-old man from Tennessee, stunned by the local police department response. He dialed 911 because he hadn't eaten in 2 days. The man asked the station, when he called in, he didn't want to tell him what his name was, hadn't been able to eat after somebody was taking care of him, stole his credit cards, and took all of his money. So he called police for help, and the response has gotten a lot of attention, and this is one of those good stories. This is one of the stories that makes my day. And when those of you who say, oh, Doug's always saying, Rich usually takes a shot at me because of what I say about the police. Here are five guys that work at the police department who went to the grocery store. They purchased $160 worth of food out of their own pocket, and they went over to the guy's house to stock up his kitchen. When they arrived, the man couldn't believe it. And there are some pictures online of this fellow. You can see him in his circumstances, the police putting all the food in his refrigerator. For me, this is what makes it. This is the kind of stuff that flies in the face of all of the other stories about the bad police. And, you can take your criticism of me and stick it, because I don't really, they roll off my back like water. But every once in a while you do find something good that needs acknowledgement, and this is one of those times.
And then the next day they found the woman, the caretaker, who stole his credit card and arrested her.
Yeah, good. That's weird.
Fraudulent use of a debit card.
That's appropriate. Yeah.
So you want me to be the total pessimist here?
Okay. Well,
yeah. How do we know about this story? Who took the pictures of the cops in his house and released it to the press?
I would think another police. Again, the picture I see four police officers. Yeah. Five guys bought the stuff, so I'm figuring there's one policeman behind the guy in the picture. How's that, Richie?
Is it okay with you that they pat their own backs? I'm fine with it. It's a good story. I want to hear it.
I'm not going to dig into it that much.
Yeah, okay.
I think, let's just take the surface. Let's take it at surface value.
It's a nice story.
Yeah, it's an okay story. And I don't know that they are the ones responsible for telling everybody about it anyway. For all I know, this guy told somebody. But maybe it goes hand in hand with arresting this woman that stole his credit card. And it's just, it doesn't have to go that deep. Sometimes you just dig too deep into stuff. Sometimes we don't dig deep enough into stuff, and other times we dig too deeply into stuff. Let it go as
it's just sad for the guy was in the situation.
Yeah. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, one of our medical experts, going to join us in a few moments. We'll talk about Charlie Sheen, among other things. That's next here on Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Chris sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, Chris sandwich!
Wow. Where you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes 2 apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
This is my deal.
What's your deal?
I just rocked this deal.
You guys are my favorite deal.
We're the real deal, baby.
Woo! I am the deal.
Let's finish this deal.
Who doesn't love a good deal?
Best deal ever.
So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. TaxAct, the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
All right, 46 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, one of my favorites when it comes to medicine, the medical world of Ron Hoffman, is well demonstrated in his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. If you want to know what's going on, if you want to, this guy has over many years done a great radio program in New York. Many of you heard him around the country. He is the medical director of the Hoffman Center in New York, and he has what it takes. And that's why I love reading the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Ron, did we have you hooked up?
Yes, indeed. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Excellent. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, they are true. I have great respect for you and what you've done. When people ask you questions, like somebody's going to come into your office today, and they're going to say, what's the story with Charlie Sheen? He was on with Dr. Oz yesterday.
Yeah.
He says he's off of his meds. He's been working with a Mexican doctor. About the HIV, what really happens in circumstances like this? And I would imagine you've treated people who've had this malady over the years. Is there he's going out of the country because he wants some alternative approach,
yep,
obviously, to his problem, right? Does it work? Are there alternative approaches that work to handle HIV and related problems?
You know, this has actually been a controversy for a long time. And initially, there was nothing on the conventional side to offer HIV patients. So remember the movie Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
Which was about those early days when the conventional medicines were really toxic, making people sick, and people were looking for alternatives. They were grasping at straws. And in the movie, and this is actually the way my practice looked like in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when the AIDS epidemic hit New York, we were doing whatever we could to support the health of these guys, giving them intravenous vitamin C, giving them bootleg drugs that were antivirals, and so that was plausible then. But we've turned the corner on HIV, and this is for real. As much as you may have suspicion about conventional medicine, about, you know, the motives of the pharmaceutical industry, and about the lack of efficacy of certain cancer treatments, we really have nailed it down on HIV treatment. And people who have HIV should be getting conventional treatment. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be taking vitamins and doing natural things. I happen to have a little inside information on the doctor who has gone to in Mexico. He's a very charismatic cancer practitioner. I don't know that he has a purchase on HIV. He has some controversial techniques, and he's very, very persuasive. And, you know, we're talking about Charlie Sheen, a guy who is, you know, maybe a little, shall we say, eccentric? Yeah. And
okay.
He easily might fall prey to the claims of a practitioner like this. And so he may do this for a while, but it's very likely that cooler heads will prevail, and he'll go back on his HIV medications. What he sees, his numbers go sky high. Because
one of the things, though, that we know in this country is the president said he put Joe Biden in charge of finding a cure for cancer.
Oh, yeah, we're in good shape now.
But yeah. We don't want to find a cure. I was trying to be non-political about it. The idea of finding a cure, though, for cancer, when we have guys being harassed like Brzezinski in Houston, who has treated how many thousands of people that had tumors and been successful with like 94% of them, and the government wants to run them out of business.
Well,
you know,
it's
a joke.
It's very interesting. It's interesting because Nixon officially declared war against cancer. You remember when? What year that was? That was 1971. Okay, and we were going to, you know, have like a moonshot project, and within, you know, a decade, we were going to conquer that disease. Well, it's now 2016, and we're initiating another moonshot type project. We can do it. We're Americans, American ingenuity. And look, we've made a lot of strides towards treating cancer, but you know, part of the problem is that we're using the wrong paradigm. We're developing very, very expensive targeted medications that people won't be able to afford. I mean, for example, we now have medications to treat hepatitis C, but the cost of them is well over $100,000 a year. So, you know, that's the problem.
All right. Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at Dr. Hoffman with 2S, drhoffman.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Whoops, wait a minute, 53 after the hour. I was going to invert those numbers and say it was 35 past the hour, but you know how I am. I've got my eyes now tuned on Warren Eckstein's pet show page, thepetshow.com, where he helps to spread love for your pet and other pets all around the country and around the world. He has a fabulous line of vitamins and minerals for dogs called Hugs and Kisses. Not only dogs, but for cats, too. So this is, and the people that follow Warren are a network of people that are loyalists. They listen to his weekend program, have for years and years and years, love his product. So check out Hugs and Kisses. I think there's a separate website, right? Hugsandkisses.com, or you can find it at petshow.com or warrenextine.com. You get so damn many. Where do we send people? I can send them to dougstefan.com as far as that's concerned.
Thepetshow.com is the best place.
Thepetshow.com. All right. Got it. Okay, so now the focus on the weather and how it affects animals. I don't know if you, I've forgotten whether I told you about how my friend Meredith posts pictures of dogs on her Facebook page that have been abused. She's very big in trying to protect animals. That's one of the things we have in common. And it brought me around to thinking about dogs outside when it's really cold or wet. The El Nino effect as it spreads across the West into the Midwest and into the East. There are a lot of things that perhaps people, it would seem to be common sense, Warren, but it may not be. What sort of tips do you have for people dealing with various weather elements and their pets?
Number one, just common sense. If it's bad outside for you, it's bad outside for your pets. So keep them inside cozy and dry. That's the bottom line. The thing that's really important, when they hear these noises, when they get involved with the weather and our dog or cats panic, they usually run to find a hiding place. And very often what happens is the people will try to remove them from the hiding place thinking they're doing the right thing. The bottom line is let them hide. If that's their comfort zone, if that's their safe room, it's okay. I have no problem with that. The noise problem is another thing, though. The thunderstorms, the lightning, all of that really affects our pets. So what I really advocate, and I talk about this an awful lot on the website, is noise phobias, is to take the time to desensitize your dog to whatever sound it may be, whether it be a thunderstorm, whether your next-door neighbor bought a brand-new Harley Davidson, or whether your new parent's expecting a baby. If you get the dog or cat adjusted what those new sounds are like, little by little, then the dog will be fine with that. But the bottom line is keep your dogs inside. There are many things you can do. If you have a really severe problem, you may even want to speak to your vet about a mild sedative.
One of the best things about Warren, when I had Charlotte, I would bring Charlotte to Warren to get a sort of psychological tune-up. He was very good. He is very good, but with Charlotte, very good in the psychological side of things. So here's this is sort of a modern or an update on that. Meredith called me last night screaming because there was a dead mouse by the back door. So she says, all right, I'm not going to touch. I said, go pick it up with a broom or sweep it away or put it no, I'm not going to put it in a... So anyway, the point is that we think the dog, Millie, may have killed the mouse and brought it to the back door because there aren't usually, in this area of Florida, I don't think that many mice around, but it would seem to me that Millie wouldn't eat a mouse, but she's capable of killing one or a squirrel or something and bringing it to the back door sort of as a trophy. Don't dogs do that?
They do. Cats do it more often than dogs do, but dogs will do it as well. In other words, remember now, instinctively, when puppies are born, the mother goes out and hunts, comes back, and actually regurgitates the food for the puppies to eat. So it's very common for a dog that hunts not to eat it, but to bring it back not only as a trophy, but to feed the people that it loves.
You know, it's interesting with this dog and other. I remember Charlotte as well. When she'd do something wrong, she'd look at you, and she'd done something wrong. And Millie sort of does this. How do you know when something is bothering your dog?
Well, you have to know what they look like when nothing's bothering them. That's
right.
I'm a big observer. Watch your dogs. Watch your cats every single day. This way, if they're off a little bit psychologically or physiologically, you can pick up on it and tell what it's all about. Hey, by the way, Doug, I found my favorite saying of all times just today.
Yeah?
I don't own my dog. I love my dog.
Wow. I remember somebody saying to me once, I don't own my dog, he owns me. Or she owns me. Charlotte certainly owned me in my heart and soul.
That was the old joke, you know, that dogs come when you call them, cats will take a message and get back to you later that afternoon.
There's a story that you have written about on your blog, the Texas guy with a blind eye adopting a one-eyed puppy. I was thinking about that. There's so many dogs that are available now. What a super story.
Let me just plug an organization. There's a friend of mine in Maryland that runs an organization called Pets with Disabilities. She's an incredible lady. I help her out. In fact, I wrote the foreword for her book. If you're thinking about adopting a dog, or if you have a dog with a challenge, contact Pets with Disability. They can guide you into proper care.
ThePetShow.com, homes of lots of different things. Great stories. Warren Eckstein here with us on Good Day.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.